إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, the issue of حساب before Allah سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله. The hadith of Aisha Siddiqa رضي الله عنها, where Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, she reported that he said that if Allah سبحانه وتعالى takes the account of somebody, takes the حساب of somebody, that person will be destroyed. And she asked him, she said, Ya Rasulullah, but Allah will take the hisab of everyone. He said, yes, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he wants to make the hisab easy, it will not be a detailed accounting, it will just be as if looking at the book, and Allah will forgive. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make the dua, Allahumma hasibni hisaban yasira. Oh Allah, make my hisab easy. And we make this dua for ourselves and for all of you, inshallah. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yasira. The reason I'm saying is that the Sahaba understood this issue of hisab so well that one of the famous quotations and sayings of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, from whom many very wise sayings are quoted, he said, take your hisab before your hisab is taken. He said, take your own hisab before the hisab is taken. And to give you an idea about how he practiced it himself. When they opened Jerusalem, when Jerusalem was freed, and when Masjid al-Aqsa was freed, the commanding general was Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu, one of the favorite Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was the Khalifa, and as we know the story, the Jerusalem was not taken by fire and sword. Jerusalem was taken because the Jewish people who were in charge of Jerusalem, under whose custody Jerusalem was, they handed over the keys of Jerusalem to Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. They asked, they said that we will hand over the keys to the Amir of the Muslims. So ask him to come and take it himself. Because Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu was the Amir, because he was the head of the army. They said, no, your Amir. Who is the head of the Muslims? Amir al-Mu'mineen. So they sent word to Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, and Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu had a council of people in Medina, all the Badriyin, the Sahaba of Badr, and others whose counsel he used to take. So he asked them, what do you suggest I should do? So some of them said, we don't think you should go, because there is no need for you to go all the way to Jerusalem from Medina, which is, God knows, you know, over 1,000 miles. So this is no need for you to go all that way. The commander can take the keys. And others said, well, since they have asked, and since by that it means that there will be no further war and no further killing and so on, they said, we should go and take it. So eventually Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu decided to go. And see the way he went. He didn't go as was his right, as would have been normal for him to go with a detachment of the army. Because he is, after all, the king. He is the Khalifa. Even for no reason except for security. I mean, one can understand, okay, he doesn't want to go to show pomp and splendor, but for security. He could have taken 10 soldiers with him. I'm not saying he had to take 1,000 people. He went alone. Just him and his servant. Just two of them. On one camel. Not even two camels. And the agreement they had before they left, his agreement with his servant was that one section, the servant will lead the camel and Sayyidina Umar will ride, and the next section Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu will lead the camel and the servant will ride. So this was their mahida, agreement. It so happened, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the last segment, when they were within a stone's throw of Jerusalem, it was the turn of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab to lead the camel. So the servant said, this is not correct. You are the Amir, I am your servant. We followed this agreement till now, but this is the last segment. We are going to be entering Jerusalem. We are going to be coming to the walls and gates of Jerusalem. So the servant says, it is only appropriate and proper that I should lead the camel and you should ride. Sayyidina Umar said, no. He said, agreement is an agreement. Khalas. We did not say the last segment I will ride. No. This is the qadr of Allah. If Allah wishes, so be it. He said, get on the camel. So he made him get on the camel. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is leading the camel. Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the way, as they were about to enter Jerusalem, there is a big puddle of water and mud in the road. And there is no way to go around it. So Sayyidina Umar walks through it. So his sandals are full of mud, he's got mud on his clothes. And that is the state in which he comes to the gates of Jerusalem. The rabbis and the priests of Jerusalem, they are standing on the wall, they are watching. And when they see this, they start weeping. They start weeping. So people ask them, why are you crying? Why are you crying? They said, because this is the description of the Amir of the Muslims. That is in our books. That he will come leading a camel on which will be riding his servant. This is the description. And they handed over the keys. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu made a hukum. He gave an order that no looting is to be done, that no women and children are to be harmed, that no non-combatants are to be harmed, that no churches and synagogues are to be harmed, that no priests and rabbis are to be harmed, that the Christians and the Jews, who were the other two faiths in Jerusalem, that they will have complete and full freedom to worship, they will have complete and full freedom to practice their faith, they will have complete and full freedom to call their calls of prayer, everything. There was time, at that time it became time for Salatul Zuhr. So when the head priest there, he said, please come and pray your Salah in our cathedral. He said, no. He said, no. He said, Allah has made the world, the earth pure for us. I will not pray in your cathedral, not because I don't appreciate your courtesy, but because if I pray that, then I have a fear that my people will then make this into a norm and they will start praying in your church. No, he said, your church is for you. Now, why did I tell you this story? Because of the issue of hisab. This same Amir, this same Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, after all this is over, Jerusalem has been freed, Allah has given Jerusalem to the Muslims. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give Jerusalem to the Muslims. He catches Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah by his hand and he takes him aside. And he says, yeah, Abu Ubaidah. He says, yeah, Abu Ubaidah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you, and if he asks me, what did we do for his religion, what will we say? He says, what do you have to say? If Allah asks you and asks me, what did you do for Islam? What do we have to say before Allah? And they both wept. People who Allah had promised Jannah in this life, they both wept with grief to say that we have nothing. We have nothing to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People who just opened Jerusalem, they have nothing. They said, we have nothing to show Allah. I asked myself, what do I have to show Allah? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only the Rabb of Umar. He's also your Rabb, he's my Rabb. What do we have to show for Allah? We think we spend money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask myself and you, how many of us have given charity equal to the price of the car that we drive? I'm not saying more. Equal to. how many of us, if we hold ourselves to the standard that I will drive the car that is equal to the charity I give, we will be riding bicycles. We will be riding bicycles. That is the reality of most of us. How many of us can say that I gave charity equal to the price of the car that I drive? How many of us can say I give charity equal to the house that I live in? The price of the house I live in. It is not haram. I'm just asking a simple question. You can live in a good house. You can live in a drive in a good car. But the house and the car will stay here. The house and the car cannot be classified as doing something for Allah or doing something for Islam. That is the question being asked. What will we say if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, what did you do for Islam? You can't say, I bought a car. I just bought a Mercedes, ya Allah, for Islam. What is the answer? What is the answer? Because this is the Sahaba's understanding of this deen. This is the Sahaba's understanding of this deen. What is our answer? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to open our eyes and to follow the advice of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu and to take our hisab before our hisab is taken, so that when the hisab is taken, inshallah, it will be easy. We ask Allah to make it easy for us and to enable us to do those deeds which lead to His pleasure and to save us from those that attract His anger. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.